Just punch it in the nose.
So last night I was watching the Dodger game. We'll get to the Will Smith walk-off here in a minute. But Chris Taylor is using a Dua Lipa song as a play-in song.
Yeah.
And it's stuck in my head, and I don't know which one it is, but it's... Dun, 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 dun. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I have absolutely no idea.
Dun, 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 oh, yeah, dun, that dun. One. It goes... Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I know what you're talking
dun,
about.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that one. And now it's stuck in my head. Obviously, I can't necessarily recite it, but it's a Dua Lipa song. And I always thought, well, what? I wonder why. Don't start. Oh, it's Don't Start Now. Don't start here. Don't start now. Why is that a playoff song?
Why not?
Well, isn't it supposed to be
something? Maybe he just likes it.
Isn't it something to be, like, inspired by and psyched up for? Hello?
What was that?
Oh, Zach is on the loose.
No, somebody's...
Zach on the loose.
By the way, is Dua Lipa British?
No, I think she's... I want to say she's... There it is! Dua Lipa is from Albania, I think. She's born in London, eldest child of an Albanian
parents. So she is British,
parents.
But she's her heritage is Albanian.
Correct, Albanian.
Okay.
Yeah, this song is the one that's... All right. So anyway, that's in my head all day. Last night, the game was over. It was dead. We were through. We were about to fall two games behind the San Francisco Giants.
Three, right?
Three games behind the San Francisco Giants in the National League West. And then up to the plate stepped Will Smith.
He's got Taylor at second. Beatty at first on an 0-1. Hits one a ton! Way back! Way back! It's gone! It's over! They come all the way back!
Great moment. I can't think, have we had any other walk-offs this year?
No, but here's the thing. When you start seeing those things, those moments, you start to think it's your year. You have to have a few of those where you come back from the dead and it looked like that was the Giants game from start to finish. The Giants hit three home runs early.
Yeah, they owned it.
Off of Josiah Gray, who was his first start. He's like the
super not ready. Not ready for prime time.
And then they come back. And that was a pinch hit three-run homer.
Yep.
So
I looked at looked at Josiah Gray last night, and he obviously is, a gem in the farm system. Clearly, I don't think he'd only thrown three games at AAA because he was coming off an injury, but he was not good at all last night and seemed completely overmatched. So I don't think we can count on him as a rotation starter right now. So really, you're down to Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, and Tony Gonsolin. Clayton Kershaw on the injured list. Trevor Bauer, I don't think he's coming back. Dustin May gone for the year. Yeah. Who would have ever thought coming into the year that starting pitching would be our biggest problem?
All right, so let me ax you guys, Michael, as you would say something.
Yeah.
Max Scherzer is out there. He's in the last year of his deal. The Nationals really haven't identified themselves as sellers yet, but I think they could get there. Scherzer has is due for a monster raise, and he's a Scott Boras client, and I think he's 36.
Yep.
I think the Angels, he could change their season overnight if the Angels went and got him. I don't understand why the Angels aren't all over this. But here's my worry. If the Dodgers don't get him, I think the Astros will. And if the Astros get a Mace, doesn't that put them as the favorite to win the whole thing?
That's the Verlander scenario.
Right.
It's exactly what happened with the Verlander scenario. Now, Washington is nine games out of a wild card. They're sellers. And Max Scherzer is having a Max Scherzer kind of season. I mean, he is still just top of his game.
Why wouldn't the Angels go all in for him? They've got a team that they're getting Mike Trout back. Shohei Ohtani's going to be MVP. Jared Walsh has turned out to be a really good all-star caliber player. The only thing they're missing is starting pitching. Wouldn't they become a playoff contender instantly if they got Scherzer?
Well, let me ask you this. They would be – right now they're 7.5 games out of the wild card. The Angels are.
Right. So they're right on the bubble of becoming irrelevant.
And they've got five teams in front of them. Do you move the top prospect in your farm system? And I don't know the Angels farm system the way I know the Dodgers farm system. But do you move the top young talent in the farm system for a guy who's going to be here for 2 months and it may be irrelevant because you're so far back in the wild card race?
What Scott Boras has said is that he has a no-trade clause.
Yes.
He won't agree to a trade unless there's an extension. So it wouldn't be just for 2 months. It would be...
Oh, so you'd have to do a monster deal for him.
Yeah, you have to give him a couple years. But if you're the Angels, that's their glaring weakness, is number one starter. They don't have
one. No question. They do not have an ace.
You know, the Dodgers at least are getting Kershaw and Dustin May back.
Well, Dustin May next year.
Right. But, I mean, that's why they might not go all in for Scherzer.
See, I think if you're the Dodgers, all in every year.
Well, it's what the Dodgers did, let's face it, a couple of years ago with Yu Darvish. They picked him up mid-season, and same thing with Manny Machado. But, Michael, you live in Orange County. What are the Angels doing? Why don't they go get him?
Yeah, you're right, especially when is Trout going to be back?
Now.
Yeah,
he's coming back like in
He's coming off the 60-day IL.
I know they should not waste another year of Trout and go for it.
But, Michael,
they need Joe Lacob down there running that team.
If you're 7.5 games back and you've got five teams in front of you, do you give up your best prospect
I don't think you'd have to. If you go back and look at the Verlander trade, the Astros gave up, like, not maybe a couple of top five guys, but not their top two. I don't think you'd have to give up your top guy. You'd have to give up a top five guy, but I don't think you'd have to give up, like, who's that? Who's the outfielder? Joe Adele is his name.
Joe Adele, Bear? Right?
Yeah. I don't think you have to give him up. I think you got to give somebody else up. But
well, then a better question is relating to this to the Chris Paul scenario is, and we'll talk about this coming up. Do you sign him at the age of 36 to a 3-year monster contract? That's exactly what Phoenix is going to face when they get ready for this. Also, John, Matt Damon's daughter apparently makes fun of all his movies.
Good for her.
I got that story coming up for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's your song, Mace.
So that is the question. Could have been a cowboy. That's right. Horsemanship Award.
Isn't there another song that says I want to be a cowboy?
At Divine Word Camp.
There's another song.
Probably a lot of them, Michael.
I want to be a cowboy. That song.
There's one, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to be cowboys.
Yeah, it's Willie Nelson.
Yeah, that's Willie Nelson. Here's the thing, John, if what you're saying is true, that Max Scherzer is only going to agree to a trade
if he gets an extension.
He's making $28 million right now. An extension, you got to figure, Trevor Bauer set the market, right? An extension might be $40 million a year.
How old is he?
Are you willing to do that knowing that he's 36 years old?
Yeah, what do I care? There's no cap in baseball. I mean, it's either you're going for it or
you're
not.
The organization.
Well, here's the thing.
But why isn't Artie Moreno going for it?
That's what I'm asking. Why wouldn't he? I don't know. I mean, it seems like a perfect solution.
It's because they're 7.5 games back, I think. 7.5 games is a lot to make up. Five teams is a lot of teams to jump. Now, here's the bad thing. The very best thing for the game of baseball, for Major League Baseball, is that Shohei Ohtani winds up in the playoffs.
With Mike Trout.
Because he is the most – with Mike Trout. He is the most – but, I mean, hasn't Ohtani star – I mean, Mike Trout's the best baseball player I've ever seen in person. Shohei Ohtani is – I've not seen him in person, but is the most fascinating star in sports in a really long time. Having him in the playoffs would be such a bonus, such a boon for Major League Baseball. Baseball should be encouraging the Angels to go all in. Is Artie just cheap? Is that what it is?
No. Look how much money he gave Trout. Look at how much money he gave Ohtani. He's the opposite of cheap. He's always
Ohtani's making $3 million this year.
No, but remember they had to pay to get him. They had to give him like an insane amount of money to get him over here.
God, the Angels have got $182 million payroll.
Right. They're not cheap.
How are they not better?
They don't have any pitching. That's what I'm telling you. I mean, that you
can't... know what the other issue is? When I went to the game last Friday, I noticed that
By the way, I went to yell at you about that. So, Mace, you're on vacation.
Yes.
Michael, you'll appreciate this story because you live in Orange County.
Yeah.
I tell Lindsay, goes, I've got tickets to the Angel game tonight. My friend got them. Do you think I'm going to make it? And I said, yes, you can make it, but you have to leave. Get everything ready so you can hit the door running right when we get off the air. You need to be in your car rolling at 4 o'clock. She goes, okay, got it. She texts me at like 5:10. She goes, hey, give me those directions again, that shortcut you had to Angel Stadium. I said, okay, where are you now? Thinking that she's right around the stadium. She goes, I'm in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't my fault. So I was all ready to go. I did everything I needed to do for work to be done right at 4. And then I went to take Chewy over to the dog sitters on my way out, like on my way to the car, because she's in the same complex as me. And she wasn't there. So I like knock on the door. She doesn't answer. I text her. She's not answering. I'm calling her. So I'm like just standing there waiting for her. I waited for like 10 minutes and called her and called her. And then I took Chewy back to my apartment, and I was just like, well, I guess I'll leave the door unlocked and ask her to come get him, because I can't leave him alone for that long.
How long?
Right.
How long?
I mean, I'm leaving at 5 and not getting back until like 11 o'clock. I can't leave him in there.
We leave Rocco alone all day.
He's a puppy, though, so you can't leave a puppy.
But, Lindsay, what time, if leaving Marina Del Rey at 5, the game first pitch was at 6:40, what time did you get there?
We got there like right at 6:40.
Did you really?
Did you get the Shohei Ohtani bobblehead?
No.
They were already gone.
I asked at least 10 people if I could buy theirs off of them. I offered people like 20, 30 bucks. Well, I didn't even get to the point where I could even offer them an amount of money, because I'd say, hey, would you be willing to sell me your bobblehead? And everyone said no. And there was a guy that walked out with like 6 or 7 of them in his arms. And of course, you know, he didn't want to sell me his because he's going to put it on eBay.
Right.
Jerk.
What route did you take from Marina Del Rey? Which freeways?
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, listen, Thomas. God,
at that point, you're in gridlock.
Going to the Dodger game tonight. Speaking of gridlock, you know the one thing. This is only the third game I've been to this year.
Now, are they going to make you guys wear masks
outside? Yeah. No. Now Jesse was there last night. Jesse, what was this story? Do you have a microphone?
Yeah, I'm right here. So I was there on Monday night, and for the most part, outside, if you don't have a mask, they don't tell you anything. But inside, they do require you to wear a mask. Like, there's someone at the door saying that you have to have your mask on in the store.
Where did you sit, Jesse?
I sat in the infield reserve.
What about if you go to concessions? Mm-hmm. Do you need to wear a mask?
No, they didn't. They didn't say anything. I bought bucket fries and a beer with no mask, and they didn't say anything to me, but everyone over there, you know, behind the counter on the other side is wearing masks.
Yeah, it's outdoors. It falls into a different category. I mean, I'll have a mask in my pocket because I'm going to follow the rules when I have to follow the rules, even though I have my 2 shots, and I'm really pissed off.
We all got to. I got to use my mask when I go to the Bahamas this week.
Oh, are you going this week?
Yes, I won't be here next week, so I'll be gone. I'll be back August 4th.
Worthy asked me the other day if you still go down to the Bahamas. I didn't know. You didn't go last year,
no, because
right?
of COVID. No, right. Nobody could go last year. Everything was shut down.
Hey, coming up next for you, I want you to think about this a little bit. I have discovered the origin of some expressions and words, and I'll give you one of them, gossip. Do you know where the term gossip comes from?
Let's see. From which language?
English.
From English.
There was a guy, I just happened to know this, Mace, off the top of my head. There was a German guy named Hermann Goss, and he used to start every sentence with, if you look over there, you'll see somebody famous, and that was the start of it, Gossip.
Really?
Yeah, that is so not it. It's unbelievable. But I do have it. Coming up next, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. And excited to see all you guys at the Dodgers tonight. Dodgers versus Giants, and a chance to move into first place, or at least tie for first place in the National League West. They won on that walk-off home run from Will Smith last night. Of course, the Milwaukee Bucks are the world champions now. Great night last night for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Everybody knows how to say the name now, Antetokounmpo. Can you, Michael?
One of the great things about doing a Milwaukee game with Michael is he never calls him Giannis. He just attempts to say. Yeah, and it comes out different every time. It's fantastic. Yeah.
How about that? How about that family though? Huh? All the brothers got rings.
Thanas, Kostas,
Thanasis.
Oh, Thanasis. Sorry.
And the Holiday boys got rings. Justin Holiday and Drew Holiday now have rings.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
But Michael, what's interesting is Drew Holiday. His wife has 5 more rings than he does.
That's right. She won all those championships with the soccer team.
Yeah, the women lost at the Olympics last night.
They lost 3-0 to Sweden, I think, right?
Because they need to regroup, man. These women are old. They're in their late 30s now.
No, they got written. What's her name? Abby Wambach's not over there. Alex Morgan's like
she's 32, getting old.
Yeah, but Alex Morgan doesn't even play the whole game. Rapinoe's the old
36,
one.
And Carly Lloyd's 39, almost 40.
But guys, do not worry about the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. I think they're going to be okay. This is their first loss in like forever.
But no, they lost in 2016 to Sweden, the team that beat them last night.
And are they in the same pool group?
They are in the same pool group. They can still get out of it. The top two teams get out of it, but. Mace, they also have a new coach, Jill Ellis. This is the first time they've gone to the Olympics without her. So this is a new coach.
Speaking of the Olympics, how awkward must it be for Devin Booker to be on the same flight with Holiday and Middleton?
You know they all know each other. Knows all those guys.
They're all pals.
Yeah, but they're all they're on a little private plane. It's not like they're on a big jet.
So it's not 1960.
Champagne.
These guys are
really?
Having fun together.
You guys,
I don't know.
You wouldn't feel a little awkward, Lindsay? You just lost a championship to these guys. Now you're sitting right next to them on the plane?
The Bucks are celebrating and FaceTiming all their family and friends and stuff since they didn't get to go home probably since last night. They probably got right on the plane. And then you got Devin Booker in the back that's just like, oh, hey, guys. Yeah, this sucks.
Right,
I just
exactly.
Lost. Totally awkward.
Mace, honest answer to this question, okay?
Okay, yep.
The fact that Phoenix lost, does it, in your opinion, have anything to do with the fact that Devin Booker dates Kendall Jenner?
Oh,
No, not on this one. I mean, he tore it up in that series.
Until last night.
He was not the reason they lost the series. Last night, you're right.
You guys know who have the 5 longest NBA Finals droughts now? Now that Milwaukee finally won one after 50 years. The longest drought for winning a championship is who right now leading the NBA? 70 years. Who is that?
So it can't be Phoenix, right?
No.
Can't be Utah.
I know the Atlanta Hawks have won one.
It's a Western Conference team.
Western Conference. Memphis.
They won one in 1951, 70 years ago.
Memphis.
Versus New York.
No, it can't be Minnesota. They're an expansion team. Yeah. Can't be the Rockets, the Mavericks, the Spurs.
Think California.
Is it the Sacramento KC Kings?
The Kings.
Yeah. They won it in back 51. 60 years, the Atlanta Hawks. They lost in 1961 when they were the St. Louis Hawks to Boston. 51 years for the Clippers. They've never, of course, been to the finals. 45 years for Denver, who's never been to the finals. And 42 years for Washington. They last won in 1979.
Okay, I want to get to this gossip thing. Yeah. So, John, you made up some story about the origin of the
Herman
word
Goss.
Gossip.
Yeah, Herman very Goss, jury. He said, "Ip, you look over there." And that's how it got gossip. Yeah.
I find this amazing. So, early politicians required feedback from the public to determine what people considered important because there was no telephone, there was no TV, there was no radio, there was
the good old
no
days.
Internet. And the politicians would send their assistants to taverns and pubs, and they were told to go sip some ale and listen to people's conversations. Many assistants were dispatched at different times. You go sip here, you go sip there. The two words, go sip, were eventually combined, and it turned into the term gossip.
Wow. And you know the
is
guy
that real?
No, this is gonna be Mason's lie that he made.
No, it's real. It's real. It's 100%
real.
I've
already got Mason's lie.
it's
earlier.
Real.
Oh, okay.
It's a real term.
Really?
And now it makes sense when somebody says go spill the tea, because it's literally you're spilling.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, Mason, the first person to spill tea.
Yeah.
Herman Goss.
Oh, Herman Goss.
I never heard that expression, go spill the tea. Where you get that from?
How have you never heard
wait
that?
Wait a minute. How have you never heard that?
Well, I'm from an English system. I never heard that.
Did you spill the tea? Did you talk out of school?
There are a whole podcast called Spill the Tea. When everybody tells rumors, that's what they say.
I never heard that in all my... And I'm older than you guys. I never heard that.
It's a relatively newer term, I think, or at least newerly popular.
But doesn't that make sense? Go sip became gossip.
There you go.
Excuse me.
Wendy Williams, speaking of the devil.
Michael, have you ever heard that? Wendy Williams found a way to both burp and fart at the same time on her show.
Really? On TV?
Listen.
One more time.
Listen, Michael.
Really? That happened for real?
That happened on her show.
Well, yeah, what do you think? We're just making it up?
Yeah, but supermodels don't do that stuff.
Hey, Wendy, you be you.
That's right.
I'm all for it. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Michael's game today. These are always fun. And so far this month, John Ireland, this is a surprise, John Ireland is leading Game of Games with 5. Lindsay has 4. Jorge has 3. And me, although I was on vacation, yet to scratch.
This might be your day.
I hope so. Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Game of Games time. Ireland owns July so far. Lindsay right behind, and Jorge has won 3 times. Me yet to scratch. It is Michael Thompson. We love Wednesdays because Michael Thompson comes in and hangs out. And MT's game today. MT, what do we got going on?
It is the Game of Games. No need for introductions. Y'all know the names. Today is National Junk Food Day, which should be an easy game for Lindsay, Ireland, Mason, Jorge. Let's find out who knows food that's junk and who at the end of the game we can say, boy, they stunk. So here we go. Something we all love and support, junk food. Closest to the year. Cheetos was invented in what year? Closest to the year. Cheetos was invented in what year?
Who starts?
Lindsay.
I'll
ladies,
start.
Ladies always go first.
1970.
1917?
No, 70.
No, she said 1970.
Okay.
70.
Jorge.
1965.
65. Ireland.
1950.
And Mace.
1959.
And the winner is Ireland. The Cheetos was invented in 1948.
Ireland's on the board with
one. They're that old.
Doritos.
We're all pretty close.
Doritos was invented in what year? Closest to the year. Lindsay.
1940.
Jorge.
1945.
Ireland.
I don't think Doritos have been around that long. 1970.
1970 and Mace.
I'm going to say 1971.
71 and Ireland wins again. 1966.
Oh.
That's when Ireland. Doritos was invented.
Yeah, you should have gone 1961, Mace. Or died when in 1970.
I think I'll give this one to Jorge. What does the word Dorito mean in Spanish?
It's a fried chip, man. Fried tortilla chip.
Well, what does it mean?
It's a fried tortilla chip. Dorito. It's a fried dorada.
All right. Yes, you did.
All right. Are we giving him one for
give
that?
Give him one for that one. Yes.
Okay.
Dorada.
You better get it. It's in Spanish.
Okay.
Well, I said dorada.
Yeah. Which company invented M&M's?
Lindsay.
Well, we're on
Mars.
I never understand your games. We're buzzing in.
Yeah, that's your name. Yeah.
Which company? What the hell is happening?
Yeah, Lindsay, buzzing. Buzzing with your
By
name.
By now, you think you know how it works. He usually says.
If I say
you,
closest to the air, right?
Yeah. Which, otherwise, it's buzzed in.
So, which Lindsay, what company?
I said Mars.
Right.
Oh, she got it.
Yes,
okay,
she did.
So it's
Mars.
Lindsay
okay, so
one, Jorge one, Ireland two.
Buzzing with your name. What does M&M stand for?
Mason. Mason and Mason.
Lindsay.
Jorge. No,
Lindsay
first.
Mars and I don't know.
Jorge.
Isn't it like Merrill and Mars or something like that?
No. Ireland.
I know Mars is one of them. Yep. I'll say Mars and Martian.
Close. Mars and Marie. Mars
oh.
and Marie.
No.
Okay.
We never would have gotten that. Okay.
What is the rarest M&M color?
Ireland.
Brown.
Yes. Racist. Right?
What?
Yeah, big time.
A little bit racist, yeah.
I would think it'd be green.
Yeah. Closest to the number. How many hamburgers a year do Americans eat? Closest to the number. Lindsay.
Closest to the number.
Lindsay, go first.
I went first.
I'll go.
Okay, Ireland, how much? Closest to you. How many hamburgers a year do Americans eat? How many?
10 billion.
10 billion, says Ireland.
Oh.
Mace, what do you say?
I will say $10 billion and one.
$10.1 billion. Jorge.
$850,000.
And Lindsay.
I'll go $15 billion.
$15 billion. And Mace wins it. $10.1 billion.
Nice.
Americans eat.
Wow.
No, wait a minute. Oops, I'm wrong. Excuse me. Lindsay wins it. America's
Did you get the math right on
that? Yeah, Lindsay. Americans eat 13 billion hamburgers a year.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, so Lindsay was closest. Okay, yes.
So we're Ireland 3, Lindsay 2, Jorge 1, and me nothing.
Coke was invented in Georgia. Pepsi was also invented in a southern state. Which one?
Mason. Alabama.
No.
Lindsay. Texas.
No.
Ireland. South Carolina.
No. Jorge?
Arkansas?
No. North Carolina in 18.
North Carolina. You're right there.
Lay's is the number one selling potato chip. What is number two?
Lindsay. I'm going to guess Doritos.
No.
Mason. Fritos.
No.
Ew, who eats Fritos?
I love Fritos.
Ireland.
Yes.
Pringles.
No. They're number three.
Jorge Ruffles.
Yes, Ruffles.
Oh, Jorge.
On the board.
What is the number one best-selling potato chip flavor?
Mason.
Mason.
Barbecue.
That's what I would have guessed.
Yes.
Okay. On the board, Mace.
On the board.
Ooh. All right, so Ireland 3, Lindsay 2, Jorge 2, Mason 1. Everybody's in it.
You are eating this junk food if the ingredients include sugar, corn syrup, peanuts, molasses, salt,
Mason. Snickers bar?
No. Soybean oil, corn oil, and popcorn.
Lindsay. Cracker Jack.
Yes.
Oh.
Cracker Jack.
You guys are giving the popcorn.
Lindsay has tied it.
Cracker Jack. It doesn't mean a little white guy named Jack.
What
does Cracker Jack mean?
I eat the Cracker Jack.
What does it mean?
Ireland.
Ireland. Cracker Jack.
All right. This is a complete guess, but like you always hear somebody say, like, that guy's a Cracker Jack pilot, or that guy. So it means like somebody that's good at something.
Very good. Someone of excellent or very high quality.
You
wow.
see? You see?
That's right.
That guy's a Cracker Jack center fielder.
What are the most popular and least popular toppings on a pizza?
Mason. Most popular, I'll go pepperoni.
Yes, and least?
Least popular, I'll go pineapple.
Yes.
Mace.
I would have got that.
What is the most popular junk food in California?
Jorge. Tacos.
No.
Lindsay. In-N-Out.
No. What is the most popular junk food in California? Sweet. It's think sweet.
Oh, Mace's.
Yes.
Mace's. I was going to say Reese's peanut butter cups.
No. This is right up your alley, Mace. You should have got this one.
Should have got it.
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Donuts.
Donuts.
Donuts. Oh, how did I lose the donut question?
Mace.
Speaking of donuts, what kind of donut is the most popular donut?
Lindsay. Glaze.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Lindsay, you've tied it up.
What is the most popular junk food in the world?
Lindsay. Potato chips.
No.
Jorge. Ice cream.
No.
In the world.
Ireland. I don't know if this counts as junk food, but for me, it would be pizza.
Yes, pizza.
Oh.
Pizza's junk
pizza.
Food.
Pizza.
Broken down by race. Who eats the most junk food? Blacks, whites, Asians, or Latinos?
Mason. I'll say African-Americans.
Yes, by 42%.
Oh, Mace,
whites, 37%.
Guess.
Asians, 30%. And Latinos, Jorge, 35%.
That was just a random guess.
Yes.
All right, 5-4-3-2 is the score.
What is the number one selling candy bar on the market? Lindsay.
Hershey's.
Yes.
Very good, Lindsay. It's 5-5, tied for me with me at the top.
A poll came out for the 10 worst candies. No, that takes too long. I won't do that one.
Okay.
Let's go with this one. Let's see. Closest to the number. There are 195 countries in the world. How many of those countries you can find a McDonald's in?
Lindsay.
Well, yeah, we're all guessing.
Oh, wait, it's closest guessing without over. Going over. Okay, got it.
Or you can go over. Closest to it.
Oh, okay.
192 countries. How many have a McDonald's?
Yeah.
I'm guessing 140.
140? What do you say, Jorge?
175.
175. Mason?
176.
176 in Ireland.
Oh, well, I'll say 100.
Ireland wins with 119 countries have thousands.
Okay, I think that settles it, Michael.
Really?
No, yeah, I think so. Well, okay.
Two minutes.
Oh, we have 2 minutes. Okay, do one more.
Two more.
What is the?
John's winning by one.
Yeah. Do two more.
What is the rarest or least popular Skittles color?
Lindsay. Purple.
No.
Mason.
Okay.
Mason.
Orange.
No.
Jorge. Green.
No.
Well, it's there for Ireland.
Not many left.
Know your colors.
Yellow.
Yes, yellow. Ah! What is the most popular pretzel flavor?
Mason. Hot mustard. Mustard.
Yes. Mason got that one right.
All right, so that's it. I got it.
All right, John wins.
John wins again?
John wins again.
Barely beat me. Hey, I came close.
Yeah, you did. You did good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All right. Lie of the day. I told some lie at some point during the show.
I got it, but I need Michael's help.
Okay.
All right, Michael, I believe the half moon pose selfie picture thing, because Mason's a yogi.
Yeah.
I believe that he was an NRA pro marksman. So it's down to him meeting Joan Rivers and her blowing him off, or him winning the horsemanship award. Which one did he make up?
It's the horsemanship award.
And Lindsay, you're going horsemanship. Jorge, are you going with one of mine or a different one?
No, I am totally with yours, 100%.
No, I'm going Joan Rivers because Joan was nice. She liked people.
Jorge, what do you think it is?
Yeah, I'm with you, John.
No, is it Joan Rivers or horsemanship?
Oh, horsemanship.
I think this is a Joan Rivers lie because Joan.
All right,
Joan
I'll let Michael have it on his own. I'm saying horsemanship award, Mace. You never won a horsemanship award.
You never went to camp.
Okay. Horses love me. I did win the horsemanship award at Divine Word Camp in 1974.
Michael get it?
You were correct. Joan Rivers never blew me off.
She was nice. She loved
people. Yeah, no, Joan Rivers could not have been nicer when I met her. Yeah. Nice call. All right, is that it? Are we 52:30? Is that the out time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we're out. We're back tomorrow at 12:55.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
All right, Michael. Have a good trip, Michael.
All right,
Sonano, LZ, and Cap coming up next for you, 710 ESPN.